The Air Force District of Washington has been thinking about Inauguration Day since the day after the last one. But preparations really started heating up about a year ago. It's a big undertaking for more than 1,300 airmen. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco went to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland and got a sneak peek of the Air Force's preparations.
For a lot of airmen within the Air Force District of Washington, the upcoming inauguration isn't their first. Some members of the Air Force band know the routine pretty well, and some of them have held different jobs for the inauguration as the years go on. But no matter how many inaugurations they've been through, there's still some level of excitement.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Van Vielen. I'm the Director of Presidential Inauguration Planning. So I've been doing this for about a year, the planning and everything you see here. I'm a helicopter pilot by trade. I was doing that. And then just prior to this, I was actually in the Honor Guard and led the formation 4 years ago. So that's why they moved me up here. I will be in the Operations Center. So my morning will start now, really. I'll go pretty much straight through. But on the morning of inauguration, I'll be there at about midnight. We start having teams arrive and buses arrive a little before 1 a.m., and then I'll probably be up there kind of directing everything all the way through until our last Air Force member comes home, which is probably the inaugural balls. We'll still have some members there. So talking about 1, 2 in the morning there. Hopefully they don't party too hard and they're there until 3 or 4 because that just – but, yeah, it'll be about 24 hours up in the op center. Last time it was almost like an ignorance is bliss sort of thing. Like I had no idea really the scope or anything along those lines of what it was going to entail. And then as I'm marching through it, it's hitting me even more and more and to the point where I'm 200 yards away and going, oh man, is my hand numb? Am I going to be able to move the saber? Please don't drop the saber. I don't want to get, you know, tackled by the Secret Service or what. And so a lot of nerves that went into it and things along those lines that first one. And now this time around, it's shifted to, did I think of this? Are these guys going to have food at the right times? And did we get the right clothing? And are the buses going to be where they're supposed to be? And are all the credentials right? So all those little tiny pieces that last time I just, you know, they handed me the saber and they handed me the uniform and the credentials and said, go march. Now I look back and go, hey, that was pretty easy.
About 1,000 Air Force band and Honor Guard members, representatives from the Air Force Reserve, Air National Guard, and Air Force Academy will be on site for Inauguration Day. The Air Force band and Honor Guard march and perform all the time. They're professionals. But there's still something special about playing and marching in the Inauguration Day band.
I'm Master Sergeant Jay Heltzer. I'm a bass trombonist in the Air Force band, and I primarily play with the Air Force Concert Band. I've been serving for 12 and a half years, and this will be my fourth inauguration. Marching is a regular part of what we do, so whether it's just a 15-piece band marching through Arlington National Cemetery in the middle of a funeral or for the inauguration, the form is the same. The musical concepts are the same, except this time there's a lot more people that'll be participating. So we do have to work together to sound, to be a one full ensemble. But it's been coming together very well, and I think we're going to sound fantastic next week. I wouldn't say nerves come into play, more of just excitement of the actual day. As bandsmen, we do a lot of different marching opportunities of different parades and ceremonies. So a lot of it feels comfortable, but when you do make that final turn before the reviewing stand and there is the commander-in-chief in front of you, it definitely is an exciting moment. So it definitely raises the energy level a bit.
The band and the Honor Guard practice all together a few times before the big day. Since some band members come from all of the Air Force band ensembles and the regional bands. And for a lot of airmen, marching in the inauguration parade means dusting off some of those skills.
My name is Colonel John Teichert. My call sign is Dragon. I'm the 11th Wing Commander and the Joint Base Andrews Commander. My job, my privilege, is to lead and support the men and women who project air power and diplomacy from America's airfield. Four inaugurations ago on 2001, I had the privilege of standing there along the parade route in civilian clothes with my wife on a rainy January day and watching the inauguration parade walk down Pennsylvania Avenue, and my heart swelled with pride and patriotism on that day. And I want to make sure that our team next week allows those who watch us to feel the exact same way. I haven't marched frankly, since ROTC when I graduated in 1994. Fortunately, I've got the best in the world, the Air Force drill team, who've been training me one-on-one. We spent some time yesterday training because we want to look good as well as provide all of that background support so that we can be world-class for our next president. Our drill team has a motto, and part of that motto is our performance will not be dictated by the type of ceremony and the severity of the temperature and the size of the crowd. I've seen this same group that you saw out there today in Arlington, where there's 5 in attendance at a full honors funeral, showing the exact same respect and dedication to that ceremony that we're showing next week. Now, undoubtedly, next week is a different level than anything else. It is our nation's 45th president, our 58th inauguration in our nation's history. That is a massive honor, a massive responsibility.
Some members who will march Friday will represent specific Air Force commands. For them, it's a big honor to get the call and get asked to march. There's also about 300 people from the Washington District that will be off-site. They'll help out with logistics and planning, and they'll work with the Air Force medical and security staff who are on-site. Colonel Beth Larson is in charge of all of that.
So I'm the Director of Operations, Plans, and Requirements for the Air Force District of Washington. I would say planning really starts at the end of the previous inauguration, in that we write down, hey, this didn't work, this was great, and, you know, we probably could have done this better. So we pull those files out, and we started really this year around January, February timeframe. We looked at what did we learn from the last one, because I wasn't here from the last one, so it's good to have those notes. And then we went, that's when we have to put in our request to headquarters for additional personnel, for augmentees. And we also put out the call for local help. So we're going to have, for instance, we have not only the marchers that you're going to see demonstrated here later today, but we also have a cordon. And a cordon is, we line the streets with military personnel who salute the president when he goes to the Capitol, and then the president-elect after he's sworn in when he goes back to the White House, rendering honors. So that's 353 Air Force personnel who are volunteers from the local area coming out all day on Sunday for rehearsal day, and then all day starting at 0100 on Thursday for the actual ceremony. They're going to put in about a 20-hour day. So that's really dedication to an event. I wouldn't do it, I'll be honest with you. I'll be here in my jammies and watching the ops floor. So we put in those requests for individuals because we need additional band personnel to help out with all the ceremonies. We have planners come in that go work at Joint Force Headquarters, National Capital Region, and help them out, which is headed up by the Military District of Washington, General Becker, and he says, hey, I need more planners. We have comm personnel that come out because they have to set up all kinds of comm equipment, additional equipment around town. All the buses that are here, we have to contract for those to help. We have to get radios. So you can imagine just the logistics line. We have medical personnel that will be downtown, and you've seen a lot of them. You're going to see them here today. We have chaplains that are going to be walking around downtown, rendering services as needed.
At Joint Base Andrews, Nicole Lugrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Find all of our inauguration and transition coverage at federalnewsradio.com.